Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. There is a heated debate going on right now about whether calories matter when it comes to weight loss. On the one side are those who insist that weight loss is simply a matter of taking in fewer calories than you burn. This is often referred to as the calories in, calories out model. Taken to its absurd conclusion, this view holds that you can lose weight while eating nothing but Twinkies as long as you don't eat too many, and that you could gain weight eating nothing but salad if you eat too much of it. In the other camp are those who ascribe to the carbohydrate insulin model of obesity, which holds that calories from some foods, specifically sugar and grains, cause you to gain weight more quickly than calories from protein and fat. Taken to its absurd conclusion, this view holds that you can eat as much as you want without gaining weight as long as you avoid those bad foods. Now, this is, of course, an oversimplification. The arguments for each of these positions are a lot more nuanced and sophisticated than I've given you here. And if you're interested in the subtleties, these two camps have spent the last several years engaged in an energetic public debate, which has played out on the stages of big nutrition conferences, in the pages of scientific journals, and, of course, on Twitter. Kevin Hall and Stefan Guionet are two of the most prominent defenders of the calories in, calories out argument, while Gary Taubes and David Ludwig are co-captains of Team Carbohydrate Insulin. And this issue has become sort of a litmus test. A lot of people want to know which camp I belong to so they can decide whether I'm full of beans or not. Well, as my friend Jose once quipped, there are two kinds of people in this world, those who believe that the world is made up of two kinds of people and those who don't. I actually believe that both sides have it partially right, and that these two views are not as mutually exclusive as they may appear. It's true that not all calories affect metabolism in the same way. As I've talked about before, calories from protein have a modest effect on your metabolism, causing you to burn a few extra calories as you digest them. Theoretically, you could lose weight without cutting calories simply by increasing the proportion of calories that you get from protein. It would probably take you quite a while to lose a significant amount of weight this way, but it does support the argument that some calories are more or less fattening than others. And I've also talked about the way that sugar and refined carbohydrates affect metabolism. These foods are relatively rapidly converted into glucose and absorbed into the bloodstream, which triggers a cascade of hormonal effects, which, among other things, signal the body to store fat, which, in turn, reduces your metabolic rate. Highly processed foods also require less energy to digest, and that means that a greater proportion of the calories remain in the body after digestion. Again, this supports this view that some calories are more or less fattening than others. So those in the calories don't matter camp are probably nodding in agreement right now, while those in the calories in, calories out camp are shaking their heads in dismay. But hang on, because I'm about to turn the tables. Because even though I acknowledge that calories are not all created equal, I still believe that losing weight is about taking in fewer calories than you burn. So let me explain.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thGeneration.com.
My first argument is really just a semantic one. According to the carbohydrate insulin model, 100 calories of white bread is more fattening than 100 calories of egg whites. And that's probably true because the egg white, which is all protein, increases the number of calories you burn. So instead of adjusting the calories in part of the equation, you've adjusted the calories out part of the equation, but it is still about manipulating that relationship so that you burn more than you take in. Now, my second argument is actually the more important one. The foods that we choose do have subtle effects on our metabolism, but they have much more substantial effects on our behavior. Minimally processed foods, which tend to be higher in fiber and water, fill you up more quickly than highly processed foods. And a meal or snack that's higher in protein and fat will keep you full for longer than one that's higher in refined carbohydrates. The result? Fewer calories in. So yes, the quality of the calories that you choose will have a big impact on your weight, but mostly because that has such a direct and powerful impact on the quantity you take in. And if my argument seems a little circular, it's because it is. These two theories about whether calories matter are not parallel lines that will never intersect. Rather, they are two sides of the same coin. So can't we all just get along? With apologies to George Orwell, all calories count, but some calories count more than others. And no matter where your calories come from, you will need to burn more than you take in if you want to lose weight. However, choosing whole foods and avoiding refined carbohydrates will help you burn more and make it just a bit easier to take in fewer. Do you have a nutrition question for me? You can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. And if sustainable weight loss is one of the things that you're working on, please check out the resources that we've collected at weighless.life. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.